JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, we highlight activities for Reggae Month and stick around for our Glimpse of Jamaica segment. Well, not really Reggae Night, but we look at the fifth staging of Reggae Month observed in February under the theme, The Journey Continues. Activities to mark Reggae Month kick off on Sunday, February 2, with an ecumenical service at the University of the West Indies Chapel, Mona St. Andrew. This will be followed by several events. These include the 13th annual 5-day Trenchtown Community Festival from February 5 to 9, a trade fair, concerts and live events and symposia.
I want to also invite you to our Institute of Jamaica Grow Nations seminars and talks, which start Sunday on the 2nd. And we have a number of good speakers there every Sunday in Reggae Month. I want to also invite you to another one of our agencies, the National Library, to go and read and understand what is also happening down there with the exhibitions.
Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna. The commemoration of Reggae Month will coincide with the anniversary of the births of two of reggae music's most established and recognized artists, Dennis Brown on February 1 and Robert Nesta, Bob Marley on February 6. Be sure to go out to the events and happenings island-wide as we celebrate Jamaica's culture through reggae music. Jamaica is well on its way to achieving the goals under Vision 2030, Jamaica's first national development plan. Recent statistics from the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, show that up to the end of the 2011-2012 fiscal year, approximately 25% of the targets outlined under the Vision 2030 plan have been met. To find out more, visit vision2030.gov.jm. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
When I was a boy, I lived in the country. I used to live with my grandparents, my aunt, my uncle, and a cousin, which is a girl. We all share the same dining table. But if my cousin, this girl, made a mistake when she came to the table without a green bush or fingers, I would have my green bush somewhere on the table, and I shouted to her, "Green bush, don't have one of the green bush, should have to give me some for dinner." We also used to play lapwing. If she doesn't have lapwing on her fingers when she started eating, I would ball lapwing, and she would put it under her toes, under the table. But it was an enjoyable time in my young days. My name is Oliver Jackson, and I'm from Mount Ogle in St. Andrew.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or give me a call at 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to Andre Palmer, my engineer. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and do remember to join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. Until then, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.